Schools have released their reopening plans, but even that's not giving teachers the answers they need. That won't happen until parents make decisions.
So it's just kind of a long train of hypotheticals that lead to more and more concerns about safety.
That's Joe Lewis with the District 87 Teachers Union. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, with nonstop flights to Destin, Fort Walton Beach on Allegiant. The beach is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Thursday, July 23rd. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's Public Media. Now let's lead off with how the Normal Fire Department is responding to a COVID-19 outbreak within its walls. More from Eric Stock.
Five Town of Normal firefighters remain sidelined as they recover from COVID-19. Fire Chief Mick Humer says it appears one firefighter who contracted the coronavirus had traveled out of state. 10 other firefighters who had been under quarantine have all tested negative and returned to work. Humer says all five who tested positive showed symptoms, but it took time for those symptoms to develop.
We had people who had two or three negative tests, and then on day 11, they were positive. So, you know, that 14-day period is there for a reason.
Humer says since the outbreak, all firefighters have been tested for COVID-19 twice. Those tests all came back negative. The chief says the department requires masks and social distancing at each fire station, but he says staff is less likely to spread the coronavirus while on an emergency call.
There's really not a concern, you know, to transfer, but, you know, that on a call, a police officer would get it from one of the paramedics, because both the police officer and the firefighters and paramedics are wearing N95 masks on those calls.
Another unique challenge for firefighters is limiting the spread of infection in sleeping arrangements. They work in 24-hour shifts. Humer says there are plenty of extra beds and all are partitioned, so social distancing isn't a problem there. Humer says firefighters and EMTs are used to taking precautions against communicable diseases, but he knows the extra attention the coronavirus requires can take its toll.
The last thing somebody wants to do is bring coronavirus home to their family, friends, or whatever. So that's an added stress. And then, you know, you don't want to be the one that brings it back to the firehouse, you know, because it affects so many people.
The fire department has reopened its administrative offices to the public, but tours remain off limits. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. There were 9 new cases of the coronavirus reported yesterday in McLean County. That makes 74 in the past week, a new record. The good news is that testing positivity rate is still holding steady at 2.2%. Jurors have begun deliberations in the Anthony Grampsis murder trial. He's charged in connection with the 2018 shooting death of Egerton Dover of Bloomington. And the Normal Fire Department says quick actions by its firefighters and a closed door helped stop a garage fire from spreading into a home early yesterday on Heather Ridge Drive. Find more on those stories at WGLT.org. The union that represents Unit 5 teachers is calling on the district to revise its just-released pandemic reopening plan to address what it calls hundreds of unanswered questions. Unit 5's plan, like others in Central Illinois, gives parents a choice: send their child back to school in person or learn remotely this fall. Unit 5's junior high and high schoolers would only be in person 2 days a week, while younger students would be in school every day. That leaves parents weighing childcare needs, work obligations, and the health of their family. Unit 5 Education Association President Lindsay Dickinson says her union did not directly participate in the development of the plan, only learned the details of it when it was released to the public. But Superintendent Kristen Weichel says they got input from Unit 5's Pandemic Advisory Committee, which included administrators, teachers, staff, union reps, and others.
Here in Unit 5, we have put safety protocols in place that we think not only protects our staff members, but that of our students. You know, every staff member will be provided with a washable mask. We've ordered face shields. We have plexiglass set up in the office areas.
The teachers' union also raises concerns that Unit 5 developed the plan based on outdated feedback from families and employees. The deadline for survey feedback was July 8th. Since then, McLean County has added 121 new coronavirus cases, a 40% spike in about 2 weeks. Dickinson says if teachers were surveyed again today, they'd respond very differently because of that. Dickinson delivered her comments to the Unit 5 school board last night at Normal West. Across town in District 87, students of all ages will be in school every day unless their family opts out for a full remote experience. Teachers Union President Joe Lewis says a top concern for teachers there is how much social distancing will be possible with everyday in-person instruction at Bloomington Junior High and Bloomington High School. Class schedules will be modified, but District 87 teachers have noticed how different that is from Unit 5's 2 days per week plan.
Well, I have gotten questions from some teachers saying, why does our plan seem to have more students in the building, which makes it harder to social distance? After they've read Unit 5's plan, they're asking, you know, questions about why we aren't doing something similar, and I don't have answers to that question.
The answer hinges in part on a big unknown. How many families will choose the remote learning option? About a third of District 87's families completed their survey. Of those, 11% indicated they would participate in remote learning. Another 31% of families were unsure what they would do. The statewide Illinois Federation of Teachers Union called this week to start the school year with remote learning across the board, calling it the safest and best option. Joe Lewis says rising case totals in central Illinois may require more statewide guidance, like what happened in the spring when Governor Pritzker closed the schools.
I remember in the springtime that it was a relief when the state said, you know what, this is too dangerous, we need to go remote learning. And even if it's for the first 3 or 4 weeks of the school year, even if it's just to delay, to make sure that everything is in place, if the numbers continue to rise, I hope that we have that kind of guidance. Because right now there's so many unknowns, we may need more time.
In the more rural Olympia School District, Teachers Union co-presidents Stacy Gakey and Kate Berry say they're generally pleased with the reopening plan released last week. Teachers had input through a curriculum team that formed last spring when the coronavirus arrived. Gakey says she and Berry also met directly with the administration to discuss it.
The plan that has been put together really focuses on staff safety and student safety.
That said, there is still some uncertainty. How will quarantining work if a teacher tests positive or their own child does? Where will Olympia find enough substitute teachers to fill the gap? Whatever happens, Barry says the key is for parents to understand that teachers are trying their best.
Parent support is going to be essential for us getting through, you know, this school year and being flexible.
Barry is a teacher at Olympia High School. Gakey teaches kindergarten. Before we let you go, a quick plug for our friends at the Normal Theater who are doing some online screenings as part of this whole pandemic thing. One of the films they're showing right now is John Lewis, Good Trouble, all about the late congressman and civil rights icon. That runs through July 30th. That is it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, with nonstop flights to Destin, Fort Walton Beach on Allegiant. Beach is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.